You're with us on The Morning Show as we talk about bus transportation amid the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Buses provide an essential service, getting us to work, medical appointments, the grocery store. Transit agencies are watching their revenues shrivel up while trying to redesign their systems to keep passengers spread out more and buses disinfected around the clock. Have you been riding the bus throughout the pandemic? What changes have you noticed? Are you a longtime bus rider who is now afraid to board the bus? What do you want to know? We're at 800-642-1234. Derek Mink is Director of Parking and Transit for the City of Sheboygan, which operates Shoreline Metro, serving Sheboygan, Sheboygan Falls, and Kohler. Derek, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And we also have Justin Stuenberg, who is Madison Metro's new general manager. And the 2018 ridership numbers, Madison Metro provided more than 13 million rides. Justin, welcome to you and welcome to Wisconsin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with you, Justin. 13 million rides in the 2018 numbers. What is ridership like now?
It's significantly reduced in the 2,000 to 4,000 range right now.
2,000 to 4,000 range. And so have you seen, is that, you know, have you seen any bumps there at all? Or is it, are those buses consistently without riders?
It's been low across the board, but we are starting to see a little bit of activity pick up now that we've entered some of our reopening plans. But it's been pretty slow with as we've come back.
Derek, what are ridership numbers looking like for you? How off are they?
Like Justin said, we've seen reduced ridership across the board, both of our services, both fixed route and our paratransit ADA service. Ridership's down about 75%, but we've seen the increase of customers coming back these last couple of weeks as businesses start opening up and employees start returning to work. But yeah, it's been down. We hope that with businesses and jobs coming back online, that ridership will continue to grow, especially as we reintroduce service back into the mix here.
Justin, you know, Madison Metro had one driver test positive for the coronavirus in March. What do you know about that case?
So I just started a little over 3 weeks ago, so I don't have the full details of what their status is, but we do know that we have not had any more positive tests since that time.
How often are bus drivers tested?
Dane County in Madison has set up an unlimited testing site where anybody can come get tested whenever they want. We are not at this point requiring all of our operators to get tested. But we are certainly encouraging them to do so if they have any symptoms or have come into contact with anyone that has had symptoms.
Derek, how are you handling testing for your drivers?
Again, as Justin stated, we are following a very similar policy. We are not testing our drivers at this point. We've not had any cases or outbreaks within our system at this point. So we are encouraging our employees to stay home, stay out of work if they are experiencing symptoms, especially related to the virus. And we are encouraging them to seek out testing if that opportunity should exist for them.
We're talking about public buses during the pandemic. We have Justin Stuenberg, head of Madison Metro, Derek Mink here as well, who leads Shoreline Metro in the Sheboygan area. You can join in. Is riding the bus your only option to get to work? And if so, do you feel more at risk? What etiquette do you hope fellow passengers follow when they start riding the bus again? Join in at 800-642-1234. Justin, take us on a tour of the bus, if you will. What is Metro doing to keep riders safe and drivers safe on these buses?
So currently we are not collecting fares, and we're asking passengers to board and alight through the rear doors so that they're not coming in close contact with the bus driver. And we're also asking folks to stay distanced when they're on the bus and limiting passenger capacities to about 15 on the bus at any given time. However, as we are seeing some passenger activity start to pick back up, you know, that's probably not a sustainable thing to go through the entire summer with. So we are actively exploring additional measures that we can take to protect both passengers and our drivers to hopefully restore fare collection as well as allow some additional capacity on the bus.
And you're operating on a Saturday service, is that right?
More or less, with some slight adjustments to it, but mostly essentially a Saturday service.
What is the cleaning protocol like on your buses?
So here in Madison, we are we're cleaning the buses much more stringently than we had in the past with disinfectant cleaners inside the bus. We're also, so just to give you a sense of scale, we typically had about three people dedicated to detailing the insides of the bus at any given night. That number right now is around 30. So wow. It's about a 10 times increase in the amount of money that we're spending to clean and disinfect the buses. We're also, rather than having drivers relieve each other out in the field, so typically we would have a bus stay out in the field and employ a driver go out and take over that bus in the middle of its route. We have instead instituted a strategy where we're sending a new, fresh, clean bus out with every single driver so that they're not taking over the driver's compartment from someone else that but without being cleaned in between.
Okay, so that every new driver enters a freshly disinfected bus.
Correct. But again, that will not be sustainable as we start to ramp up service. We just don't have enough buses to do that when our service levels are higher.
Derek, take us on a tour of your buses. How what has changed on them? How are you keeping them safe and clean?
Well, again, it's going to be a lot of what Justin just said. We have limited our capacity to 10 riders at this point. Again, not sustainable as we can continue to ramp up our service and welcome customers back. We do plan on increasing that to 15 on June 8th. We are also practicing several other things similar to what Justin mentioned about Madden. We aren't collecting fares currently. We are continuing to emphasize that customers make only those essential trips. But we're seeing a lot more choice rides at this point. We are also ramping up our cleaning. Again, we're a little bit smaller than Madison, but nevertheless, cleaning and sanitizing and detailing our buses and facilities have become of utmost importance. So we've ramped that up significantly. We continue to encourage our passengers to wear masks and gloves if appropriate. Same thing with our drivers and employees, and also encouraging that social distancing on board. Again, that's going to be one of those concerns as we continue to see increase in ridership and trying to increase capacity alongside that.
So when you do social distancing on board, is it, you know, how are you spacing people out?
The drivers are really encouraging individuals that especially aren't living in the same household sit at least every other seat or every other row at this point. Mm-hmm. We've been able to maintain that very effectively. I'd say about 95% of the time we can accommodate that. We'll see members of the same household sitting right next to each other. But otherwise, customers have done a great job of separating themselves from other customers. But again, as we continue to increase our capacity, you know, we're going to see some people probably standing and we're going to have continued emphasis people sit apart from one another.
Derek Mink there, who leads Shoreline Metro in the Sheboygan area. Justin Steuenberg, he's here, head of Madison Metro. And you, your questions about riding the bus, how do you feel about it? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about what it's like riding the bus during the pandemic. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In Madison, as we've learned, buses are running with 15 passengers max. No fare collection right now. In Milwaukee, fares resume Monday with front door boarding on all buses, but still 10 riders max. Have you been unable to get on a bus because of new limits on the number of passengers? Did it make you late for work or an appointment? Are you a city bus driver? Do you worry about your safety? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. We're talking with Derek Mink, Director of Parking and Transit for the City of Sheboygan, which operates Shoreline Metro, and Justin Stuenberg, who's General Manager of Madison Metro. They stay with us. Justin, I've heard, as we've talked here, you've said some things about, you know, these changes being not sustainable. And you've been on the job now just about a month. What is it like taking over in this crisis and doing things that you know you can't sustain for the long term?
It's definitely a wild time to step into this role. There's no doubt about that. It's very important to me to make sure that we're doing things that we can sustain well into the future, both financially and operationally. You know, I was fortunate to have an interim general manager in place before I took over, who instituted a lot of these changes rapidly in March and April. And so she really set the table well for me. Right now I'm really in the position to figuring out where we go from here. Basically, how do we start to restore service in a safe way for our passengers, but also a sustainable economic way that we are able to provide that service well into the future. And so there will be some impacts to our long-term finances from this, as well as obviously to the short term. So trying to manage all of that has certainly been a challenge, but we're digging in to that very closely and trying to figure out how best to move forward.
And Derek, you're the treasurer of the Wisconsin Public Transportation Association. When you look at finances, what variety are you seeing out there on how Wisconsin's bus systems are responding right now and trying to make budget?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of what Justin just said, relating to making decisions for the long term. One thing that should be stated is that, you know, public transportation is a vital service that many communities in the state of Wisconsin provide. And it doesn't have to be fixed route. It doesn't have to be the large bus services. We've got many, many communities that provide a shared ride taxi or demand response door-to-door services that are vital to their communities. So all of us are really struggling right now with a loss in revenues, increased expenses due to additional cleaning, sanitizing of vehicles, keeping customers safe, keeping employees safe. And so we're all really battling that that loss in revenue, increase in expenses right now, and all forced to make decisions that keep employees and customers safe while trying to bring back normal or regular service to their communities. And it has been a struggle. But we all, I think, in the transit world, understand the importance of public transportation. The services that we do provide are critical to not only the community, but the customers that use them for work, for medical appointments, for schooling, education, things like that. So we're all struggling right now to bring back regular service in a safe manner, but we all know the importance of public transportation to our communities.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about riding the bus amid the pandemic. That is Derek Mink, who leads Shoreline Metro in the Sheboygan area. We're also talking with Justin Stuenberg, who has just taken over as general manager of Madison Metro. And your questions about riding the bus and insights that you're seeing in public transportation in your community, 800-642-1234. Justin, I want to look at the federal stimulus. How is Madison Metro using the roughly $23 million it's expected to get from the CARES Act?
So we're developing the details around that plan right now, but a good portion of that will go towards operating expenses. As you can imagine, we've had a major reduction in fare revenue. Madison Metro is actually quite high in terms of our fare box recovery ratio, which means the amount of our budget that comes from fares is actually nearly a quarter of our budget. And so that loss of fare revenue has been a big, big hit for us. And so it certainly will go towards filling that gap. It'll also go towards the additional costs we're experiencing because of the additional cleaning that we're doing, as well as the purchase of all the personal protective equipment. And then, you know, our city partners, so we are a part of the city of Madison, but we also contract for service to many of the suburban cities around Madison. And all of these city budgets are experiencing, you know, major hits because of lost tax revenue. And so a portion of it will also go towards helping reduce the burden on all of our partner cities. And then we hope to be able to use some for capital expenses to reduce our future debt obligations. But we're taking a bit of a wait and see approach on that.
What is the timeline for seeing that money in your budget? Do you know?
So we're actually going through the process right now of in the federal systems of technically applying for it, which brings it from just the federal allocation actually into our FTA, Federal Transit Administration account that we can draw on. You know, typically that process takes a few months. And so I would hope certainly by the fall that money would be available to draw upon.
And Shoreline received about $3.5 million from the Federal CARES Act. Is that right, Derek?
Yes, that is correct.
How are you using those funds?
Again, very similar to Madison Metro. We are going to be focused on recovering the lost fares, the lost revenue that we normally would have taken in through customer fares. Advertising revenues, things like that. Also to offset our increased expenses. Fortunately, fuel prices have remained very, very low. I think one of my mechanics actually quoted that he hasn't paid for fuel that low in almost 20 years. So it's very fortunate that that expense has stayed low. But again, just trying to make our budgets come out, provide some relief to the city of Sheboygan, and also look at opportunities to provide some tax relief to our partner communities, Village of Kohler, City of Sheboygan Falls, as well through this pandemic. So that's going to be our first and foremost priority, I think, for this year and for next year. And if we do have any available funds remaining, we will focus on some capital projects as well.
Justin, you know, bus ridership in Madison has been trending upward for two decades. Are you concerned that the pandemic will shake people's faith in mass transit and they'll drive more?
I think certainly in the short term, that's a very significant concern. You know, Madison, you know, does have a few kind of advantages for transit, both the university, the dense downtown, as well as the lakes forming some geographic barriers to, you know, to adding new road capacity. So I think there is some limits to how much people could drive anyway. And so that's why Madison Metro is an extremely important part of the community and will continue to be. Certainly, I expect a short-term reduction in ridership. You know, we'll be working hard to make sure that we enhance our service in ways that where people want to come back when they feel safe to do so.
Derek, we've been pushing people, especially in smaller communities, to try to get ridership up, try to get people on the bus. Do you think that is going to be more difficult in the future?
I really don't. I'm more positive that we will continue to build on our ridership success. Last year, we had hit our highest annual ridership on our fixed route since 2001. And during that about 18-year window, we've had service reductions, we've cut routes, we've modified things, had fare increases. And so, you know, this pandemic is I guess, a hurdle in our service. But, you know, the track record that we've at least had over the last 8 years of building ridership and growing and creating new partnerships and making our services easier and more dependable for our customers, I think really puts us in a nice position to rebuild after this pandemic. We're certainly looking at other opportunities at this point, such as mobile payment options, tokenless transportation, especially for our ADA customers. So I think we're going to continue to build on some of the great things that we have done in a small urban system. And like Justin said, short term, I think there's going to be a decrease as people start to or continue to feel safe to use public transportation. That will grow. And there's also that that demographic that will not drive or can't drive. And so we will retain those. But I think we're also going to keep building on those choice riders as well.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and I'd like to say welcome to Wisconsin, Justin. It's the first time Justin and I have had an opportunity to talk.
So might as well do it on the radio. Justin Steuenberg, General Manager of Metro Transit. Derek Mick there, Transit and Marketing Director of the City of Sheboygan. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next on the Ideas Network.